Kuf Samach Beis, Zichin Beis. Yin Tzvil Benoris. That's how we go to the place in Israel of Rocha, Ein Atzvil Melos Benor, El Bezman, Shukotin Kokar, Shiru Beveru, Shulim Nizkaru, Nafas, Akashomim, Nafas, Nishlogim, Imeh Shomim, Meh Shlogim, Ein Mitarim, El Bezman, Shem Nikri, Vroim, Demi Mikri. Shem Zoyich, Malorot, Ein Mitarim, El Meh Marim, Mitarim, Gam, Nizoyich. Many opinions hold that you really cannot be toichel in lakes and rivers because you have to be concerned that the rainwater causes them to be wider than the narrow level they are when you don't have the rainwaters. So basically, in the winter season and the spring season, it'll be problematic, according to his opinion. At the end of the summer, then, there's more room to assume that it's not as basic, narrow width. But he said, if a person has no other mikveh, then the minigas to be mekel and to be sung from the poiskim that say that a few of them is gathered and show me mokam yikudul me mekoyim and atoyim. You know, you see the rivers wider now because of the rains, but we say that the rain causes the water from under the ground to come up because it saturates the earth with more water, and therefore the water is predominantly social water that can't be used even though it's flowing. In other words, rainwater cannot be used when it's flowing, whereas river water can be used when it's flowing. These opinions say that even though it rained a lot, you could assume that the fact that it is wide is primarily from river water. This explanation that in the rainy season, underground waters are also stronger and they're contributing also more water. And therefore, the make sham is batam b'teich and matam gam zeichel. Lokem sheyesh mikvah chalila lahakel. The person has a mikvah, has a shom, should not be making on these opinions. Not use the rivers. The gam b'mokem sheyesh mikvah, im hef shori yesh lahakmer. Even in places where they are mekel, but there was just a very big downpour, and as a result of that, the river swelled up. You should wait a few days, two or three days, till it subsides a little bit, so at least you don't have that water that seems to be clearly from the rain. So, also, if you know that in the dry season it is narrower, so if possible, go into that area where it normally flows, and that's the wider area. Once again, all is if it's possible.